produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, whatever time you may be listening to this segment, I want to welcome you back to From the Heart of Dr. G. Today, yours truly, Dr. G, will be talking about just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. So, sit back. Inhale, exhale, and let's take this journey together with this segment entitled, Just Because My Path is Different Doesn't Mean I'm Lost. Okay, let's get started. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Many times in life, we have dreams, visions, goals, aspirations that people do not understand. We may take a different route, a scenic route, and instead of a direct approach that others may take. We may do things differently. We may see things differently. But we have to understand that just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. I'll give you an example. I started out thinking I wanted to be a pediatrician. I was going to be a pediatrician with my own private practice. And then I did an internship and said, oh, wait, they're working long hours. They don't work 8 to 4. Oh, wait, it's not as glamorous as I thought. So I changed it. I wanted to be then a pediatric nurse practitioner. Then I said, oh, no, that's not what I want to do. Then I decided I wanted to go into biology and maybe try to go to med school. And then I said, oh, that's not what I wanted either. And then everyone around me was like, maybe you should be a nurse. Your mom's a nurse. Nurses are in your family. And I was like, yeah, I don't really think I want to do that, but I'll try it. And so I did it. I did the nursing, got all the way up to clinicals and said, this is not what I want to do. Then I went into psychology. And I was like, I like the way the brain works, the mind works, and I like all of that. And I went into psychology, graduated from VCU with a psychology degree, and did not go into the field directly. I ended up working at the hospital, working different jobs, just trying to figure out what my passion was. I eventually took a job working as a 101 in the school system. And then I became an IA in the school system. And then I went and became a teacher in the school system. Then I decided to write books. Then I decided to open up a Bible Institute. Then I decided to travel and do different things. My point is, I had different ideas. My path was different and it led me here. I took, in my opinion, a winding road. I went this way, that way, winding road to land me to the path that I'm at today. My path is not the same as someone else who probably went straight to school to become a teacher, received and earned their master's in education and all of that in their teaching. My path is different. I took a different approach to teaching. It does not mean that I was lost. It just means I was figuring out what it was my God-given path. In life, You cannot do what other people think you should do. You cannot go into the career that other people think you should go in. Because at the end of the day, you have to wake up every morning and go to that job. You have to get up every morning and do the expectations and obligations of that job, not the people who told you to go into that career. You have to do what makes you happy. If you do not, then you will be living for a paycheck, living for the weekend, living to get off. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. A lot of times people say, oh, you took too many different degrees. You did this and you stayed in school. You was a longtime student. However, I have come to realize that everything I did was geared toward me being who I am today. The different degrees helped me launch the businesses I have today. The different experiences in life gave me tough skin and helped me be able to navigate relationships and business deals that I have today. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Just because the path you have doesn't line up with what other people think. People will have their opinion of how things in society are supposed to be. For some people, they look at me and they go, well, you're 30, 31. Shouldn't you be married now with kids? They have these expectations of what you should be doing right now. You should have a house, a white picket fence, a husband with kids. But they don't stop to think that, oh, okay, that's lovely, but I was engaged for 3 years and it didn't work out. So that's why I'm not married. I miscarried my firstborn due to 5 fibroid tumors and a large cyst and had an $80,000 corrective surgery. That's why I don't have kids. So people are so quick to assume what you should be doing that they don't stop to take a look at your story as to why you are where you are. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Just because at this point in time, I choose to focus on my career rather than a relationship doesn't mean I'm lost or doesn't mean I'm confused. It means that I value me in the sense that when I get in a relationship, I will be a whole being, would have done what I needed to do to be where I need to be in order to be that wife, in order to be that helpmeet, in order to be in that relationship and it thrive. I have to take care of me first in order to be anything to anyone else. So just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Sure, I would love to be married and have kids now. And sure, I look at my friends who have husbands and wives and are traveling with their spouse or building families, but that's not my path. I can't look at your flower growing and saying, wow, look at the growth of that plant. And my flower is dead if I don't take time to water my own flower. Sometimes we get so focused on looking at other people and their success and their progression in life that we fail to realize that my path is different. They had to go through something to get what they have. People who have successful businesses, successful lives, stop and ask them, what did you have to overcome in order to be where you are today? When you actually hear the story behind people's lives, behind the decisions that they make, you will understand that they paid a price to have what they have. They paid a price to get what they have. They didn't get here by happenstance. It didn't fall in their lap. They had to work for it. And in life, we have to work for our dreams and our goals and our visions to come to pass. We have to fight negative thoughts of others and our own self, because sometimes when we're going down our path and we don't quite understand why things are happening the way they are, why circumstances are going the way they are, we may question our own path and say, well, did I veer off course? Am I still on the right path? And we have to have faith. That is the key word to success. That's the key word in life, having faith. Have faith when you don't see it. Have faith when you don't understand. Have faith when it doesn't make sense. Have faith when you're questioning, well, what's my next step? Have faith. Because my path is different from yours. But it doesn't mean I'm lost. It doesn't mean I'm on the wrong path. It doesn't mean that your path is better than mine, because your destiny is your destiny. My destiny is my destiny. Just because we start off together does not necessarily mean we're going to end up in the same location. And we have to celebrate the success and the milestones in our lives and understand that it's a bigger picture. We already have our lives mapped out. But we have to veer the course. Like, the game has already been set. The fight has already been fixed. In the end, we win. In the end, we're victorious. In the end, we meet our destination. But we have to go through in order to get there. It's like getting on a roller coaster. You know, at the end of the roller coaster, you're going to end up back where you started, back at the gate. You're going to end up back where the rails are. You're going to end up back where you need to be. But you have to go up and down the hills. You have to go left, right, turns all around. You have to go through the roller coaster experience in order to get to the finish line. The same thing is true with life. In life, we are all in a race. It is not a marathon. A marathon in which we are running. We're running, we're running, we're running. No, this is our time to go through life, to learn the lessons we need to learn, to experience the amazing experiences we need to encounter, to have those relationships and networking experiences, to be able to toughen our skin, to be able to build our character. In life, our paths will create the person we are supposed to be, our natural God-given being that we are supposed to be, purpose-driven being that we're supposed to be. Our paths will shape us. Our paths will make us stronger. Our paths will get rid of the dead weight that doesn't belong with us. Our paths will show us who we truly are. Our paths will show us who people truly are. Because think about it, when everything is going good, you have your team, you have your people, you have the ones you think you can count on. But when your path takes a different road, when your path goes through some rough patches and some bumps and some hard roads, then you get to see if your circle is strong enough. You get to see if your team has what it takes in order to withstand the storm. Our paths define us. Our paths mold us. But by all means, don't let your path break you. By all means, don't let your path discourage you. By all means, don't let your path make you quit and throw in the towel and say, I just can't do it. Push, persevere. You can make it, get through it. Because our paths are our God-given purpose. Our paths are there to show us growth. To show us our final destination, which is we win. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Sometimes we have to be quiet about our paths because not everybody will understand your path. If you want to start that business and leave that dead end job that you feel is toxic and causing you stress, not everybody will understand it. Some people will question, why do you have to leave that job? You're making X amount of dollars. You're going to leave that job to do what? Have you thought that out? Have you planned it out? Are you sure that's the right move? Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Just because I decide that I'm not going to wait 30 plus years before I retire and then hope to travel, hope to have a good life, but I want to be happy now, so I'm going to take a leap of faith and step out and dare to be different, dare to go after my dreams. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost, doesn't mean I bump my head. Doesn't mean I'm crazy. It just means I want more out of life. It just means I want to go to the grave empty. I'm determined to live out my God-given purpose. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. It doesn't mean that I am just out here willy-nilly, not even trying. It means that I want more out of life. I'm open-minded to say there's got to be more to this. There's got to be more to life than this. Have you ever had that moment where you said, it's got to be more to life than this. This can't be it. I didn't go through everything I went through and survive just to get here and this be it. This can't be my reward. This ain't it. This cannot be life. This cannot be what all life has to offer me. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. And when you have a path that is different from others, you have to dare to be different. You have to dare to stand in the face of adversity. Stand when people don't get it. Stand when people question it. Stand when people try to talk you out of it. Stand and say, this is my God-given path. And it may not make sense to you. It may not even sound right. It may look crazy, but I believe. I dare to believe. I dare to dream. I dare to step out on faith and say that I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to abort the vision. I'm not going to abort the promise. I'm going to stay on this path because obviously there's a reason why God has me going down this path. And our paths will show us who's in our circle. Because when you're going down your path, you will see just who is for you. When you decide to take a leap of faith and go down your path and start being selfless and more conscious of, okay, I can't be everything to you. I got to be able to have for myself so I can actually work out my path, work out my God-given promise, work out what it is I'm supposed to do, my purpose. When you start taking time for self, you start seeing your circle for who it is. If they are only there because you're accessible to them and help them meet their needs, they will start to act funny when you're walking down your path and you're actually taking time to say, I'm going after mine. When you are trying to do things and you're trying to better yourself, people who are okay with you bettering yourself as long as they're on the same level will start to fade away when you start to do better than they are. But you have to stay your course, stay your path. People will leave you when you're on your path and you actually say, I'm going to do and be what I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do. People will leave. People will exit. But do not get discouraged when people exit your life. Appreciate the lessons. Appreciate the value that they added at the time that they were there and allow them to leave. The worst thing in the world is when you're walking off your path, keeping dead weight and people who don't want to be there. Open the door and say, thank you for your time and God bless you on your journey. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. It's not going to make sense to everybody. It's not supposed to make sense to everybody. As long as at the end of the day, you're happy and God is pleased, that's all that matters. At the end of the day, when you're fulfilling your God-given purpose and you're walking it out, and how you'll know you're on the right path is God will send little aha moments. He'll send little nuggets to be like, yep, you're on your right path. Maybe you'll have a connection with a networking opportunity. You'll be like, oh, okay. Or maybe you'll get this aha moment and the business will take off. You'll get a new client or money will supernaturally come or things will line up. Paperwork will get approved. And you'll be like, oh, okay. Don't abort the mission. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean I'm on the wrong path. Just because it's something you've never seen done doesn't mean it can't be done. Who's in your ear? Who are you listening to? Because at this critical moment of you walking out your path, you have to be careful who is in your ear. We can have people who mean us well, but because they don't understand our path, they will talk us out of fulfilling our purpose, or we will second guess ourselves and abort the mission or delay the process because people don't understand it. And sometimes you can want to do something and then you share the dream or vision with someone and then they don't get excited as you are, or they start talking doubt, and then it makes you doubt whether or not you're even on the right path or whether God gave you that vision or whether the timing is correct. It will never be the right timing. It will never be perfect timing. You have to go after your dreams. No one ever became successful or accomplished their goals by playing it safe. Sometimes you got to step out on faith and say, you know what? I'm going to take this chance on myself. I got two options. Number one, I take this chance and I'm successful. I go down this path and it works out. Number two, I go down this path and maybe it's not the right path for me, but at least I will learn myself. I will learn what works and what doesn't work. And me going down this path doesn't mean I fail. It's experience I can put on my resume. It propels me into a different avenue because I'll know that I tried that. I did that. It's one thing to say I have regret because I wish I could have, or what would have happened if I had, versus I took that chance, I took that leap. Okay, it may not have panned out the way I thought it would have, but I had a great time doing it. I learned a lot about myself while doing it. Just because my path is different, it doesn't mean I'm lost. Do not allow others to deter you from the path that God has put you on. It may not make sense to others, but here's the beautiful thing about it. It doesn't have to make sense to others. As long as you are happy, and let me talk about that, because sometimes we won't be necessarily happy initially. Sometimes God will cause us to be uncomfortable and go down a path that makes us uncomfortable, because you can't grow in a comfortable situation. As long as everything around you is peachy, as long as you are comfortable, as long as you know that I have a guaranteed, you'll never be able to grow. You'll never be able to see what you're capable of. But sometimes God will put us in uncomfortable positions, send us down uncomfortable paths to help us grow, to help us see our full potential, to help us see what we're made of, to help us see that we can weather that storm. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. A lot of times when people don't understand something, they will tear it down. If they don't know the use of something, they will abuse it. Abuse is not knowing the use of something, so you abuse it. Do not allow others to cause you to neglect your gift and your calling, because it doesn't make sense, the path that you're designated to go down. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. In this next season, I encourage you to step out on faith. I encourage you to get boldness. I encourage you to stand in the face of negativity, stand in the face of adversity, and say, just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Just because it doesn't make sense to you doesn't mean that I should abort it. Doesn't mean that it's a bad path. Doesn't mean that I'm going down the wrong way. Doesn't mean that I'm completely out of my mind. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. It means that I need to step out on faith, because obviously the path I'm going down, you don't have experience with. Stop allowing people who don't have the experience to help you get to your next level, tell you and give you advice. Stop allowing people who have never stepped out on faith. They've never traveled outside of the city, but they're going to tell you why you shouldn't get on a plane. Stop allowing people who have never taken a leap of faith and started a business tell you all the reasons why your business will fail, because they're comfortable working as an employee and not an employer. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Just because it doesn't make sense to you doesn't mean it's a bad idea or a bad path. I have to walk out faith. I have to understand that if God gave me this vision, he would give me provision. And with every vision come the resources, come the networking opportunities. It's just a matter of me being open-minded and receptive to what it is God is trying to show me and bring into my life. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Well, the time has come for us to end this segment. But before I go, I want to end it how I always end my segments. I end it by saying, let whoever think whatever. Why? Because at the end of the day, when my number is called, when I close my eyes, I don't want to go to the grave with any regret. I want to go to the grave empty, knowing that I have accomplished everything I was supposed to accomplish, knowing that I have worked out my God-given purpose, and I am happy and he is pleased. Reverend Lydia says it, and I say it with every one of my segments. Live on the dash. There's a sunset and a sunrise. Sunrise is when we begin. Sunset is when we end. Do not wait till you get close to your sunset to start enjoying life. Live on the dash. Celebrate each milestone. Celebrate each victory. Celebrate the dash. Enjoy the dash. So when you get to the sunset, you can rest knowing you went to the grave empty, you fulfilled your God-given purpose, and you went complete. You can put a check beside that saying, done. Got a t-shirt for that. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Walk in your victory. You are phenomenally created. You are a trailblazer. You are a leader to the nations. You will leave a mark on society that cannot be erased. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Embrace your newness. Embrace your weirdness. Embrace the fact that you're doing something that probably has never been done, never seen by others. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. It doesn't mean that I'm failure. It doesn't mean that it's not going to work out. It just means that it's probably something that has no point of reference. Probably something that has never been seen before. I'm going to be the one to break the mold. I'm going to be the example that does this and starts it all off. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. It just means I'm doing something that hasn't been done, but I will be successful. It will be a sweatless victory. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. It means I'm doing something that hasn't been seen or heard of, but God got me. I have faith and I know that I will accomplish it. It will come to pass. There is nothing I cannot do as long as I believe in myself and believe that I'm here for a higher power, higher calling. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. Here's your homework. Sit down and think about your path. Think about all the life lessons you've learned. Think about the encounters you've had. Think about the tears you've shed. And then ask yourself, where is this path taking me? Ask for divine clarity on what it is you're supposed to be doing next. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost. This has been From the Heart of Dr. G with yours truly, Dr. G. I trust, I know, I believe in my heart that you have taken away some nuggets from this segment. Until next time, be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, this is Tam Smith with The Real Tam Smith radio show. I wanted to welcome you and thank you for tuning in. This is The Real Tam Smith, and I want to wish you a happy new year. Here it is, 2020. Can't believe how fast time has gone by. It's just been a whirlwind this year in particular, but it really, really has gone by really quickly for me and my household. So I can only imagine what it is for anyone else out there. But with it being the new year and us starting off on a good foot, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was life purpose. So I am planning to host a vision casting event. Similar to a vision board party or where individuals get together and do a dream board where you cut out pictures from a magazine and everyone gets together and talk about things that they want to do and goals and kind of aspirations in life and more particularly for the year of 2020. And this year, because I had a very difficult time putting a vision together last year, 2019. We've all had our own challenges, and I've always been a stickler on planning. For those of you who don't know, I'm actually an event planner. So planning is something that comes naturally for me. But last year, I couldn't put my thoughts together. I couldn't even get myself in a place where I could sit down and say, okay, this is what I need, or this is what I want to work towards for this year, or, you know, for the future. And it really made it rough, I would say, And I don't want to say rough, like it was a terrible year, because it wasn't terrible. It was definitely a challenging year, mostly outside factors. But a lot of it had to do with me. When I say that, I mean, as far as going back and doing some soul searching and the things that I've done over the years, I've been reflecting on a lot of things. And of course, everyone always has that reminder of, okay, it's the first of the year, you know, what things I'm going to work towards, or everyone says the New Year's resolution or what have you. And I don't necessarily like to get involved in the New Year resolution aspect, but I do want to make sure that I have something in place where I'm working towards. It's just something that I've gotten accustomed to over the years. Well, since then, what I wanted to do this year, because last year I had such a difficult time, I said, I think it would be a really good opportunity for myself and for others out in my community, with whether it's, you know, social media, friends, or individuals from certain networks that I've belonged to in the past. But I thought it would be a good opportunity to put together a vision casting workshop based on some things that I've learned over the years, and more so recently, things that I have revisited, things that I have gotten a better understanding on, and things that I really think that need to be shared. It may be some other individuals out there that have had the experience of doing a vision board or writing down goals, and maybe even in the position where I was last year, where I couldn't even put down any goals in writing or any vision of what I wanted to see move in my life in the future. So I said that this year, what I wanted to do was take time, obviously, for myself and for others that were in need that could benefit from going back through the process of sitting down and having an intentional thought process about what it is that you want, what it is that you're trying to do, and what it is that you want to see yourself doing in the future, whether it's personal or business. And so that is what brings me to my topic today, on the vision board, but not necessarily the vision board process, but the beginning steps of even trying to put together a vision board. So, and part of that is putting down specifically what you want in life, like to the point of discovering your life purpose. A lot of us don't know what our purpose is, or we may have an idea, but we're not even remotely close to figuring out how we can make that possible. And what I see with other vision board events, and you know, nothing is wrong with any vision board, any type of activity that gets you in the thought process of working towards any goal is always a good one. But there needs to be some type of purposeful guidance involved. And that is what I specifically wanted to do for those that participated in the workshop that I'm doing. And I wanted that to be an experience for someone to take away, and not necessarily just, oh, I'm going to cut some pictures out and I'll be able to look at these pictures over the year and say, okay, well, I got that car that I had been dreaming about, or I got that house that I was dreaming about, or I got that, you know, that new pair of shoes that I was dreaming about. But specific things in life that are meaningful. Not that a car isn't meaningful, because trust me, I want a car. I want a new car, and it's coming. It's the Nissan Armada, and I want the new model. But I'm waiting. My truck literally is on its last leg, and I pray over that baby every day I get in it, and I tell her how much I appreciate her for driving me around. My truck is, I want to say, 16 years old and well over 225,000 miles at least. So I pray over that baby when I get in there. But and of course that most likely that'll be on my vision board. but I also want to have things that are specifically related to my purpose. So what I wanted to do is just kind of share a few tips and maybe a resource or two for you to be able to access at your leisure when you decide to sit down to do your vision board, or if you need to revisit your vision board, something that you've already created, whether it was last year, this year, or in the process of creating, and give you some things to consider and a better thought process about how to make that work. So I have a number of mentors that I would say that have been influential in my life over the course of years. And a lot of it has come from, you know, those that are known and some that are completely unknown. You know, I have some that some even local women that have been inspirational to my life. And then there are others that are outside in the business realm, or they're motivational speakers or what have you. And then I follow some of their teachings and been able to implement at one point or another, but haven't effectively followed through with it because I have been missing a step in the process. You know, it's not just about getting excited and having a rah-rah session. It's actually taking the information that they're giving us and that they're sharing with us and utilizing it to be of purpose and to be of something that we're implementing in our own lives. So I wanted to go over just a few things that I have learned, and just hopefully it'll be some light for someone else out there that are in a place where they need to revisit some things that they're doing. But so how to discover your purpose? A lot of people, you know, well, I don't know what my purpose is. And a lot of times what will happen is your purpose could be something that's completely unknown because you haven't even considered it. But typically, it's something that's going to give you contentment, or you'll have that feeling of fulfillment or joy. It's going to be something that is going to even make you happy or give you inner peace. And of course, what gives me inner peace is probably sitting on a beach somewhere with blue waters and clear white sand in between my toes. But that's not my life's purpose. So millions of people have all over the world are born with, you know, and a unique purpose in life. And being able to hone in on that is something that all of us, we haven't been taught or we haven't been exposed to, or on even having a conversation as to how that would look. So being able to understand how to go about obtaining that process, or the knowledge to get the process of establishing what it is that you want for your purpose, which turns into what your passion is. Of course, all of us have our own particular talents, and we have to work on them just like anything else. You have people who are destined to be brain surgeons, people that are destined to be astronauts, physicists, you know, rocket scientists, or what have you. Or, you know, even I got really tickled one day. I was driving and I saw a sign outside of a fast food restaurant where they were hiring for a biscuit maker. And it specifically asked for a biscuit maker. And it tickled me, but that particular sign spoke to someone and that made them extremely excited and happy because that possibly was their goal in life. They didn't ask for a chef or someone to cook, someone to come in and prepare food. They asked for a biscuit maker. So that was very specific. So it kind of tickled me because that really sung to someone's choir, I'm telling you. But, you know, a lot of us, we have what I call distractions in life, which tends to completely wipe out what we would even remotely think our purpose is, you know, especially women. And I don't want to just talk to women, because this is specifically for all genders and races. Everyone has a purpose, whether it's a painting or a musician. Each person has to work towards it, but even working towards that purpose and developing your craft in that purpose gives you joy. So there are things that we do, many of us do, even on the level of a hobby, that brings us joy and enthusiasm. And we don't have an opportunity to pursue it. So when we sit down and do our vision, we want to make sure that our passion is clear. And when we're clear on our passion, or what lights that fire inside of you, you want to align that with your purpose. And once you align what your passion is to your purpose, then you can then in turn align it with your goals. So it's actually a process. Those steps come into play that need to be purposefully done, not just I'm going to write down my goal today is to get XYZ done. Now, granted, we do have a whole lot of getting XYZs done, and we have a to-do list, but that is not necessarily your goal in life. So, and I just wanted to make sure that we had some individuals that were able to understand that differentiation. So what things that you want to do is to explore what you love to do and what comes to you easily. So like I said, we're all born with a deep and meaningful purpose in life. And it's just for us to discover it, what it is that just kind of makes your heart sing. So you definitely want to sit down and ask yourself, what is my purpose? And how you go about discovering that is you want to explore, what do you love to do? I know that question sounds extremely simple and not maybe even elementary, but what is it that you love to do? And think about it, marinate on it. Do you love cooking? Is this something that, do you love gardening? Do you love kickboxing? Do you love standing in front of a group of people and sharing your story? Do you love teaching? Do you love caregiving? And then does what you love come easily to you? So when you ask yourself, what do you love? You also want to ask yourself, what comes easily to you? So, and of course, this takes work in developing your talents, because like I say, if you're a musician or if you're a painter, you have to still develop those skills. But it is going to be something that's going to be a lot easier for you to do and enjoyable. So that is where you want to sit back and say, okay, I am really, really looking forward to doing this particular thing because this is what my soul is happy about. So I'll give you an example. One of the things that I truly love doing is networking. I was exposed to networking probably about 11, 12 years ago. And I mean networking as far as in a business arena. So I had the opportunity to do some networking. And when I first had the exposure to it, I was a little nervous because I wasn't sure necessarily what to say as far as what was my purpose for being in that networking arena. I knew exactly what I wanted to accomplish, but how to effectively convey that. So once I was able to learn how to effectively convey my purpose for being there, I loved it. And actually had to step away from networking on two separate occasions. And the first time that I pulled away from networking, it was almost devastating to me. So when I had a chance to stick my toe in here and there, to attend an event where I was networking with other business owners, or those that were learning a specific task, or we're at a conference or what have you, just meeting people and connecting people, that was something that gave me a natural high. Also, what gives me a high is managing events. And I didn't know that that's what it was. My first event was when I was 17 years old. And that the high of the event itself, it wasn't that, oh, it was my event. It was the fact that I had pulled people together and they enjoyed the event that I had pulled together. And that's kind of what started me pursuing event planning. And I didn't even realize that people actually got paid for that. When I found out people got paid for it, I said, wait a minute, we gotta rethink this process. But I really, really, that's what made my heart sing. I'm a people pleaser. I like to be around people. I like to make sure that people are catered to. That when you come to an event, you know, your senses are awakened. And that's what I love to do. And I'm constantly studying my craft. Even though I've been studying my craft for some 15 years now, I'm steadily feeding myself because it's what I love to do and it comes easy for me. So those are some things that I had to learn about myself. Now, I also have other passions, personal passions, and of course, business passions. And you can do a list for both, or you can do just one or the other. Or it may be that your passion encompasses the personal and the business together. So it's not a one size fit all solution. So another thing you want to do, you want to make sure that you're asking yourself, what do you enjoy expressing about yourself? So what are the qualities that you enjoy the most about yourself, and how do you communicate that to other people? So that's one thing to consider. And when you're moving along in the process, you want to create a life purpose statement, or kind of like a mission statement. What is my mission statement? So when you're looking at the qualities that you enjoy, that can correlate with values. What values do you see yourself exuding? You know, so when people say, okay, this is Tam, what values do they associate with me? Well, I enjoy hosting. I enjoy creating experiences for people. I enjoy empowering people when I'm networking by connecting them. So things along that line, what are some things that you can consider that would make sense for you personally? And then you would utilize that and incorporate that into your purpose statement or your mission statement. And this is where you're going to be combining one or two things within a statement to give yourself a clear purpose of what it is that you want. And you want to have this something that's readily available to you. And it can change. You can tweak it a bit. You know, it's not just a one thing fits all, you know. And then, of course, you want to move forward into what is it that your heart is telling you. We all have a compass. You know, many people now, of course, refer to it as your GPS because obviously this is in our vehicles and on our phones now with Google Maps. But we have a GPS, or your heart will tell you, it will give you that guidance as to where you're going and what you want to do. And when you utilize that, when you listen to it and utilize it, it will pilot you the perfect course. So your course will be mapped out by listening to your own inner GPS. And it'll give you ideas of where to go. And then once you get the idea, that clarification of where you are, you visualize where you want to go and actually see yourself doing it. Those things have a tendency to come to fruition. They come into effect. They actually begin to happen. So every time you express something, you're expressing that as an intention. You're expressing, okay, this is where I am and this is where I'm going. And this is, I actually visualize myself. So, okay, like a teenager, typically the teenage girls, they want to go to the mall. So their idea is, okay, I'm going to the mall. But their whole process is before they ask for a ride by, from their parents or what have you, or money to catch the bus or a cab or Uber or what have you, they're visualizing themselves actually in the mall shopping. So guess what? It happens most of the time. Of course, now, you know, I'm just using that as an example, but you get my drift. So when you decide where you want to go and you start to use that that GPS or that compass that we have inside of us, it'll help us along our route. And when you put that path down in the form of a vision board, it allows you to stay focused. So, and it, once you get a little bit clearer about your purpose, you want to make sure that you're doing that, that you're looking at it on a regular basis. It's something that you're visually presenting to yourself. So it becomes a part of your subconscious. It's something that you don't even have to think about. It'll be in your mind on a continuous basis. So you are subconsciously working towards that end result of what your purpose is. And so that's why I'm saying all of those things fit into one bucket. It's not just, oh, we have some pictures, oh, we have this, but how are you going to get there? You know, what is it that motivates you to get to determine what your purpose is? What makes you passionate about your purpose? And then what goals are going to help you get there? So all of those fit into each other. Now, one of the things that you also want to make sure you consider is find, some people do what they call a accountability partner, or they will look at getting a coach, or they'll look at maybe taking a course on how to continue to develop your life goals or your life purpose and how it looks at different stages of your life. And those are some things that you can consider. There are plenty of experts out here that offer those assistance, those trainings and mentorships. Jack Canfield, Lisa Nichols, shucks, John Maxwell, you know, the list goes on. And there are a variety of individuals that can help you get there. So, you know, it's not just I put my stickers on this paper and I'm going to look at them occasionally and hopefully I'll make it there. But the biggest thing is once you align your goals with your purpose and your passion, you know, the light turns on, things begin to happen. And then you want to lean in, you want to lean into it, start living it. Now things obviously aren't going to happen overnight, but your breakthrough is going to happen by way of continuing the process on a regular basis. You know, are you where you want to be? You know, have you accomplished all that you thought or all that you wanted to at this stage? You know, are you enjoying your lifestyle? Are you enjoying other things that you've dreamt about before in life? You know, can you stand to have a more fulfilling career or business or personal life? You know, are your relationships meaningful? And once you ask yourself those questions, you can continue the process. You know, it's a never ending thing. And a lot of times I'll hear, and I even told myself this, you know, am I too old? Is it too late? But it's never too late to do what makes you happy. As long as you have air in your body to breathe, you know, you need to continue to move forward. One tip that I can give you that I learned was coming up with a test. It's actually something that's called a purpose test. And it's something that you can access online. But it's someone that put together a simple little test that you answer a couple questions. And some of the questions specifically follow the, basic questions like, my ideal life is when I'm doing XYZ, or when I find most joy is when I'm doing XYZ, or when I'm creating, or when I'm helping, or when I'm serving, or when I'm doing whatever. And then you fill in the blanks, whether it's creating, for some people it's speaking or teaching or helping or what have you. So start your sentence off, when my life is ideal, I am XYZ. And write several of those, make a list. See if you can fill up a page of what is ideal for you. Not necessarily what is actually happening, but what would be ideal and what would bring you joy. And then once you've written those out, take a look and identify the top five, and then eventually narrow down the number one thing that makes your heart sing. And that's going to help you with that process. So what I wanted to do is just share those tidbits with you. And I do want to leave you today with one quote that I thought stood out to me big time was, make the rest of your life the best of your life. And that's true. I'll be 45 in a couple days. And, for others, I'm an old lady. But for me, I still have 45 more years to go, hopefully, God willing. And I want to make the rest of my life the best of my life. So with that being said, thank you for listening and tuning in. And until next time, stay positive and be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.